Blog Talk Radio.
Crossroads, and we want you to know that today
There will be information and discussion, that God will bring you enlightenment and illumination to your mind and your soul and to your spirit. Yes, Crossroads is broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. On Crossroads Broadcast, we will always give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. But the word of God says, if I be lifted up, he said that he would draw all men unto him. Crossroads Broadcast consists of professional Christian counselors who specialize in premarital counseling, marriage counseling, family issues, anger and rage, abuse, and neglect. The Crossroads panel consists of Dr. Gloria Castor, Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio, and yours truly, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace, and we are going to ask Dr. Lucio to come forth, Dr. Rosemary Lucio to come forth and to give us our opening prayer for today.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your very presence with thanksgiving in our hearts, and we appreciate you, God, for your love and your mercy that you have come, that you have shown before and towards mankind. We thank you, God, for Jesus Christ, your Son, that came and died for our sins and for the sins of those that do not know you at this time as their personal Savior. And we just give you praise, God, and we just give you glory. We thank you, God, for your love and your mercy. We ask you, Father, right now that you will go through the radio audience and go through the wires and go through the technology, God, that those that will have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church today in the name of Jesus, that, God, that yokes will be broken, oh, God, and people lie, people will be made free, God, that they will no longer be in bonds and chains and shackle with the wiles and the schemes of the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this breakthrough ministry. We thank you for this Crossroads ministry, oh God, that's ministering to every person, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that the word of mouth will get out, oh God, that people will say, come hear what God is doing on the radio, and that my life has been changed. And we thank you, God, for victory right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for victory in every area of our lives, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you, God, for magnifying your grace and your mercy. And Holy Ghost, we ask you to have your way today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio today, and we thank God for all of you that are listening to this broadcast. We have had an exciting discussion on interpersonal relations. God has given us much. God has trusted us with his word, trusted us of what he wants you to be imparted into your spirit, into your mind, and that God can help you on your everyday life. It's important that we live this life according to God's word. I know many people live according to their own righteousness, but we have to live according to the righteousness of God, which is by faith. On last week, we talked about we were talking about interpersonal relationships, but we just kind of flowed. We let God just allow to use us, and we had on last week Dr. Gloria Castor. She came forth, she gave us insight on the causes of problems in interpersonal relationship. And then God enabled me to go and talk about the Bible and interpersonal relationship. All of these were revolving together. All of this is coming together and making everything clear. And then we had Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio. She talked about the effects of poor interpersonal relationship, which is very important. So today, you still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that the Crossroad broadcast is on the air, and there are things that they're going to hear that's going to help them in their everyday life. There's things that they're going to hear that's going to help them on their job, inside of the seminary, inside of the synagogue, inside of the church building, your personal relationship with your family, your relationship with the friends of your friends and those that you don't know. So today, we want to begin again, that God will begin to give us insight and that God will give us illumination on what he has for you today. So today we're going to begin our first topic, and we're going to be talking about the effects of poor interpersonal relationships. And we're going to bring to the forefront Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio, and she's going to bless you and let you know that you can be strengthened, that you can know God in a greater way, that you can be able to know what interpersonal relationship is and how it affects your life. Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. It's a pleasure to be with you again today. And greetings to the radio audience and to the panel today. I just give God glory, who is the head of my life, and I praise God for being here. It's an honor. My topic is the effects of poor and negative interpersonal relationship with or on an individual. God gave this to me. A God-ordained interpersonal relationship is having the grace and skill of knowing how to get along with other people, of knowing how to be sociable, of knowing how to be nice and kind, knowing how to relate with others with kindness and with the love of God. No matter what the task or what happened to us, no matter what our misfortunes may have been, our abuse or neglect or our unhappiness, God would help us through the Holy Ghost to possess the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, which is self-control. Against such, there is no law. We know that getting along with other people is not always easy. So we need God's grace to give us the victory in this everyday challenge with people. No matter how hard we try, there will always be people that will have interpersonal relationship attitudes towards us, negative attitudes towards us and other individuals. The Word of God says, "Come out from amongst them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." And that comes from 2 Corinthians 6:17. Negative people produces negative beliefs about their lives. An individual may see their life through their beliefs, and if their beliefs are negative, then they will see their life sometimes as extremely sad. They may see their life as pointless, and sometimes they may see their life as downright unhappy. So we as people have to be very careful when, how, why, where, and most important, who we spend the majority of our time with. May I say, the majority of the time, no one can make us do negative things against our will, but often because of rape, incest, molestation, sexual abuse, physical abuse, a lot of things like these type of abuse, they go against our will. And because no one can make us do negative things against our will, but negative things happen to people. So we have negative people, we have negative places, negative things that most definitely affects our will and also our interpersonal relationship with others. how we relate with others. Interpersonal relationship can be either positive or negative. Positive interpersonal relationship is when an individual can get along with others very well. They communicate very well. They have a good and godly attitude. They have a good and godly disposition. They conduct themselves very wise with majority of the people that they come in contact with daily. What is a negative interpersonal relationship? It is usually, I would say majority of the time, there are people that can't associate with people. They don't like people in general. They have no empathy with anyone or for anyone, and they have no positive people skills. So I want to address what is interpersonal relationship. Interpersonal relationship is when two or more people gather together or get together. Again, these relationships are sometimes smooth. They're loving. They're supportive. They're clear with efficient communication and conduct. There is no fighting, no physical or verbal abuse. There is no hating on each other. There is no biting. And there is no suggestive threats or abuse. And there is no even, they don't even, in that relationship, there is no ulterior motive with negative plans, negative schemes, or negative devices. The negative side of interpersonal relationship, that relationship is stretched and is characterized with conflict and conflict of interest. The Word of God says six things that God hates and seven are abomination to him. Proverbs 6:19 says, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. That is a negative effect in an interpersonal relationship. A person that is a false witness and that speaketh lies and soweth discord amongst the brethren. We see the negative effects in interpersonal relationship from the beginning of time in the book of Genesis. And we see that between Adam, Eve, and the serpent. They failed God with their conflict between themselves and their conflict of interest. And the conflict of interest came from the serpent, and his motive was to corrupt the motivation of others. And the others there was Adam and Eve. So they had a conflict. And what is a conflict? A conflict is a state of open, often prolonged fighting, disharmony between incompatible persons. So we see Adam, Eve, and the serpent was not compatible. It was a disharmony there, and there was a fighting there in the obeying the word of God. So the negative effect in this interpersonal relationship between Adam, Eve, and the serpent was the destruction of mankind, the fall of the first Adam, the separation from God. They was forced out. They were expelled. They were thrust out like herds of animals from the Garden of Eden. They were thrust out from the very presence of God. And as I was studying, I said, what a terrible and horrible way to leave the very presence of God. And this is because there was a negative effect in this interpersonal relationship because they did not want to obey God. When an individual or a Christian forgets or fails to remember God's holy word or what God's word says, in Romans 12:19, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Sometime a person, or maybe an individual, or maybe you, have been pushed, maybe you have been forced. Sometimes we are set up or we are positioned for failure. for a bad attitude in our interpersonal relationship, but we know that God's word has the answer for everything. Matthew 5:11 says, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." So the negative effect in an interpersonal relationship is when someone revile you, persecute you, when they say all manner of evil against you, and also falsely for the sake of Christ. But God's word has the answer. So instead of us acting on what that negative effect is, we have the positive effect of the word of God. In Matthew 5:12, and the first five words says, "Rejoice and be exceeding glad." When an individual becomes victimized by negative effects in their interpersonal relationship, which may be in their romance, their husband and wife, in their family, in their profession, in their home, in their church, in the school, or any type of gathering or two or more people, there are sometimes negative results. And the negative results that may affect a person may be shortened life. Their life may be short because they're always frustrated, they're always angry, they're always upset, they have an unpleasant future, they're always complaining, they're always murmuring, grumbling. They just plain mean. Sometimes a person just plain mean. That's a negative side effect. Instead of being loving and kind, they are busybodies, always meddling. Another negative effect is they disregard and they disrespect others. Another negative effect is that they harm others. They always make other people feel little, or they make them feel little with no importance. They make them feel that there is no hope. But we as Christians know that God Christ, the word of God says, Jesus Christ in us is the hope of glory. When they harm others, they make people feel bad or just empty inside. They make themselves feel important and the other person in the interpersonal relationship beneath them. And they always leave misery behind. They negative effect in an interpersonal relationship is distrust issues. They distrust themselves. They don't trust themselves. They don't trust God or either others. There's also power struggles. There's a psychic struggle. They want to control. They want to manipulate. Always bragging, always boasting about their accomplishments and not what God does but what they do. They're always disorderly. They have a disorderly conduct. That's a negative effect in an interpersonal relationship. They are loud. They are boisterous. They're revelers with carousing. They talk down to people. They talk about people. They talk about women. If they're a man, they'll talk about another a lady. They talk about a lady under her clothes, under her garments, undergarments. And they'll call the lady a B-word. They also bullies. They are poor side effect in an interpersonal relationship. They are bullies in school, in the workplace, in the home, with their family, family members, and others that are defenseless, such as the elderly, the young, the disabled, the mentally retarded, the challenge, and those that walk in victimization. And those that are defenseless, because they are defenseless, it can result in physical, emotional, mental, and sexual abuse, and sometimes financial abuse. And when we say financial abuse, the negative effect in the interpersonal relationship, that person that has that negative effect may be stingy and sometimes cheap beyond measure, which sometimes produce a mean individual that is reluctant to give or to spend. They have social issues in the workplace. They disregard and hate, disrespect authority, yet they want to be the head, yet they want to be the supervisor, they want to be the leader and the one in charge. In their everyday routine with others, like shopping, they have social issues. They have social issues when they're driving. They have road rage violence, and they have temper tantrum. They're always stirring up strife and discord amongst the brethren in the church, between the pastor and the congregation, between the pastor and the saints of God. Their negative effect is jealousy and personality disorder. Again, the workplace violence. They avoid and fester. They say right now, okay, well, we're going to solve the problem for now. But yet they are festering that problem inside their soul, inside their spirit. And what they do, they say, well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring the problem back to life at a later date. And because they're bringing it back to that problem back at a later date, that problem may be poisoned and tainted with hate and malice, which may result and lead to physical harm or death. When an individual Christian, or who may be a Christian or a non-believer, have negative traits of self-reliance, individualism, self-independence, self-pity, unforgiveness in their hearts, low self-esteem, removal from others is an ultimatum for them. They want to remove themselves from others. The negative effect of interpersonal relationship in their lives may make them more insensitive, lonely, unable to get along with others, and a continuous stir of strife. So we know that the individual, we see a lot of times we see people with smile on their faces, and a lot of times they say, I'm smiling so I won't have to cry. So we know that individuals that have a smile on their face and they are in a terrible and horrific interpersonal relationship with negative effect doesn't mean that they are not a victim of that negativity in that relationship. I have a quote from Alexander Pope, which says, false happiness is like false money. It passes for a long time as well as the true, and serves some ordinary occasions. But when it is brought to the touch, we find the lightness and alloy and feel the loss. God will help us. We have help through the Holy Ghost to graduate from our fleshly encounters that have enveloped us in these negative interpersonal relationship effects, and to be spiritual overcomers. 1 Peter 1:18 said that God will give us joy unspeakable and full of glory. So as Christians, we have that hope, and we will rejoice with God today. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio. We thank the Lord for what God has given the woman of God today. You know, it's so good that God can have a vessel that he will be able to speak through, that he'll be able to give a clear, concise understanding of what he is saying, and through his word and through study. We thank God for that, because of the time that Dr. Lucio spent as being a Christian counselor. She's able to give you exactly of what God will have you to know on today, as she explained to you the effects of poor interpersonal relationships. We have learned so much. We have gained so much. I hope that you did call a neighbor, call a friend, maybe your sister, your brother, somebody you know that they can gain from what has been said last week, but also what you just heard from Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio. It is so important that we hear this at this day and this time because of the conflicts, because of the regression of people not being able to get along together. And it's not just in the world, but it's also in our churches. So therefore, we want you to know, no matter where you may be, on a, in a company, as we said in the beginning, you could be at school or you could be on your job or somewhere that you got another person that brings, let you know that there is there can be at that time you can have conflict with that person or more than one people. I want you to know today that what the Bible says, that's what I'm going to be talking about, what the Bible says about interpersonal relationship. And again, we thank Dr. Rosemary Lucio for what the Lord had given her. And we're just going to recap a little bit. We're just going to look at what we talked about a little bit on last week. And it let us know that human beings, they are social creatures. And at the time of creation, God said it was not good for human beings to be alone. That is, we know a fact, that it's not good for humans to be alone. So what he did, he made, you know, he first, he had created Adam, then he created Eve. Dr. Lucio, she touched on that in her discussion on today. And he instructed the human race to multiply and permitted them to expand to billions of people, and which now occupy the earth, the planet earth. And when we began to talk about personal interpersonal relationship, yes, we're talking about two or more people that get together, and there are interpersonal relationships. And sometimes the relationships, you know, they are very, very smooth. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're very supportive, and they're characterized by clear, concise, and effective communication. Yes, sometimes you can have just a conversation when you're with people, you're in relationship with people, but there are other times that it can be a strain, and it can come into conflict. Modern men and women, they took pride in their individualism, their independence, and their self-determination, but sometimes those traits tell us and let us know when other people are cut off of other people, that makes us insensitive, lonely, and unable. I don't know, but I've noticed children that they, when they, with a parent, sometimes when they have one child, if you're not careful, that child learns, it seems like that person, that child, they're getting along quite well while they are by themselves. Mother, dad brought the toys, and they all these numerous amount of toys and things that they have because they're playing along, they're getting along together. It don't seem like it is a problem. But when you get another child coming into that same room or that area where that child is, then you can have conflict because that person not used to getting along with other person. That's why it's a prime example that your children, as well as adults, that they need to learn how to get along with one another. As you know, we live in an information age where we have like multimedia and mechanical devices to aid in our communication and in our interaction with other people, but we still misunderstand one another, and we fail to get along and often feel isolated and alone. When we began to look at this many years ago, there was a psychiatrist. His name was Harry Sullivan, and he suggested that all personal growth and healing, as well as all personal damage and regression, come through relationship with other people. And the Bible tells us, we want to know what the Bible says about personal relationship. And when we look at the Old Testament, we're just recapping. I mean, some of you may remember some of the things that we talked about last week. We got a new some new people that are listening, and God wants you to be able to know and to understand why you can't get along with people, why your neighbor, why your friend cannot get along with people, and how we can start today healing and being delivered from some of the things that we've gone through, even ourselves, some things that we have experienced. Sometimes we have conflict with other people, but you know, when we began to look at the Word of God, it gives us clarity, and it helps us to grow. It helps us to mature in our walk with Christ. So here we find that as we look at this, is that the Bible records a long human history of interpersonal problems and communicate with a communication breakdown. It gives an example of Adam and Eve, which they were the first married couple, and they had disagreement about the reasons for their sins in the Garden of Eden. Remember that Adam and Eve, the first two sons, had a conflict that led to murder. Conflict sometimes, many times, are not good. It is not healthy when you don't know how to handle it, when you are not really sound in the Word of God, when there may be another person that's in the middle of conflict, that may be coming against you, and you say that you have been born again, you say that your life has been changed, there's a way that we should be able to handle conflict. There's a way that we should be able to get along with other people. Sometimes when that happens, with the Holy Spirit, as Dr. Rosemary Lucio was telling you today, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, it would lead us and guide us into all truth. It lead us and guide us. It would show us what to do. It would show us how to react. It show us the fruit of the Spirit, how we can walk in the fruit of the Spirit. And so here we see that Adam and Eve, their son, how they had conflict, in which it led to murder. Then, as the population had multiplied, when the earth was filled with violence. And then, a few years after the flood came, and when after that, the person of Abraham and Lot began to fight, and there was a family dispute, and a whole succession of wars then followed after continued throughout the Old Testament. So when you look at the Old Testament, yes, you see that there was conflict. There was people that was not able to get along together. Their conversation wasn't clear, wasn't precise. Yet it was sometimes when people don't understand it, they don't choose to understand or don't want to hear what that other person is saying. They don't want to wait what that person is saying, and if they don't like what they're saying, then it can turn to conflict. And sometimes jealousy and envy can cause those things to happen, and that is somewhat happened to Adam and Eve's son. So here we see in the Word of God, when we look there at the Old Testament, then we look at the New Testament, where the disciples of Jesus, they argued, you know, among themselves about who was going to be the greatest in heaven. Oh my God, sometimes the things that we take, the things that we talk about, the things that we get riled about, things that in our mind, in our heart, and when the greatest thing was that it should have been doing, is to gleaming, being able to do those things that was going to bring souls unto the kingdom of God, to be able to receive that teaching and instruction from Jesus Christ. But many times there are people that in our company, that when I say you may be working for a workplace and you want to know who's going to be go get that promotion and who's look like they're going to get that promotion. And then you begin to look at that person with that cross eye. You begin to have envy or strife in your heart. So here we see that the that these disciples, they want to know who would be the greatest in heaven. Then we look at the early church. When we look at, you remember, Ananias and Sapphira, how they lied to their fellow believers. Somebody want to have more. Someone want to be spoken well of. Somebody wants to, somebody give 10,000. The other want to give 10,000 and 100. Somebody give 5 million. Somebody want to give even more than that. Somebody went even lower the case. Somebody give 100. Somebody got to give 200. So therefore, it's always sometime when we find conflict in different places that we realize that even that they should not be. When we see that even in the early church, these people, they were supposed to be a believer. When we find the church today, we see that those people, the people today, that they are supposed to be believers, and the word of God supposed to be in their heart. Our heart should be filled with purity. Our heart should be filled with love. Our heart should not be cunning. Our heart should not be filled with strife. So God is wanting us to hear what he's saying today, even as we minister unto you today and give you example with the old said Testament tells us, then with the New Testament, because it talks about the Jews and the Greeks, and they was odd and odd with each other. Sometimes I heard them saying, why can we just get along? And that's how it is in our world today, especially when people not don't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Something is not clicking when you're always at odds with other people, when you can't get along with them, when you can't understand what the other person may be going through, when you don't have compassion for them, when you don't have the love for them, when you live in strife, when you try to get ahead and make those brownie points that we so often hear sometimes. And that's one of the things that we need to be able to hear what God is saying, so that we can walk according not to our righteousness, but the righteousness of God, which is by faith. And then when we look at the word of God, how many times in Paul's letter, the Apostle Paul, he commented on disunity of the church, and he appealed to their peace. He wanted there to be peace because he knew that there was disunity in the church. There was disunity in the church when Paul walked this earth. It was disunity there. And we can see now how even in the year 2012 that there's disunity. No matter what the denomination is, no matter what the people are, there are disunity sometimes in the body of Christ. There's disunity with people, and God wants us to come up high. Because of the word of God, let us know that he's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the word of God says that he comes that we can have life and where we can have it more abundantly. And if we have the word of God abiding in us, the Bible says, ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, that we can ask what we will, and it shall be done unto us. If we have a desire, the Bible lets us know, you know, if we please God, if we walk according to God's word, if we delight ourselves in him, he said that he will give us the desires of our heart. So where is the conflict? Where is the misunderstanding? Where is the friction? So where is all of this? Where is the love? Where is the lust? And the people that disputing on the work in the workplace and inside of the house of the Most High God. See, it's time for us to examine ourselves. You know, when we look across the board, when we look in different cities, and there are different cities and different states that are hearing Dr. Rosemary Lucio and myself today, and you see that there has been conflict, and that you may have been a part of the conflict. You may have people that claim a Jesus, that caused the conflict. But you need to be delivered. God, people need to hear so that you will learn and that we will learn. See, we can't tell others how to live and how to get along with others if we cannot get along with people ourselves. So here Paul, he knew that there was conflict in the church. And so Paul is saying, even in his own missionary journey, his activity that he was involved with, he knew that there was conflict. Somebody ought to say conflict. There are times when we face conflict. But as believers of God, we need to be able to overcome those things because we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We ought to be able to let the love of God to live and abide deep down in our soul. When we look at the book of John in the 15th chapter, it said, if you abide in me and my word abide in us, that we can ask what we will. So therefore, the word of God, first of all, has to abide in us. You know, sometimes people read it, the word of God, and they read it, but then they steal a lot. They'll steal, they'll kill. Sometimes they commit fornication. Sometimes they're homeless. Sometimes they do commit murderous acts and do murderous deeds, and yet they are reading the word of God. But the word of God let us know that, you know, sometimes we can put, we can put the word of God, read it, but you got to believe it and you got to live by it every day. It's a day that we have to practice. We need to know, we have to put the word of God in us so that we will be an example to the unbeliever, example to the those that do not know Jesus Christ. Yes, you are listening to the Crossroad broadcast today, and we want you to know that that God wants you to know more about getting along with others, about what the Bible says about interpersonal relationships. So, Paul, as I said before, knew there was conflict, and even he said on one occasion he wrote to the Corinthians and expressed the fear that if he came to visit, that what he might find. And he said he began to name those things. And you know, when you think about these things, if I name them, you know those things are lies today that need to be killed, need to be destroyed. He said he thought that those people he would find quarreling. So how many people, how many times you miss of people that are quarreling, the people that are jealous. There's an outburst of anger. Here on the Crossroad broadcast, we'll talk about anger. We'll talk about abuse. We'll talk about things that concern your life that has to be changed. And so, therefore, he began to let them know that there are people that were slander. He knew. Now, we're talking about in the early church, and we're talking about Paul, but then we're talking about today, 2012, what is happening among believers and what is happening in the places that we would visit or the place that we hear people, they are not getting along together. And we've always already talked about crossing the line, crossing over into other states and other cities. It's not just be happening where you may be living. I don't know if you live in Chicago, Illinois. I do not know if you live in Washington, D.C. or Texas. But wherever you may be, you can agree to some of these things that are happening. People slandering each other, they gossiping, they're saying things that is not true, or telling things they shouldn't be, or talk about things they should not be talking about. We see a lot of arrogancy and people that are just not in this living a life that they should. They're disordered, and it's a whole lot of things. It's a lot of attention. So we need to let you know, and these are things that we want to talk to you about. And although the Bible records many examples of dissension, such as interpersonal strife is never condoned or overlooked. No matter, when we read these things, but we read these things in the Bible, it doesn't say that because the Word of God does not condone any of these things. But it has to be written that it happened then, it's happening now, and that we can grow and that we can, our mind and our spiritual walk with God, it does not have to say the same way. You know, there's a song that says, I'm not the same anymore since Jesus came in my life. I'm not the same. So therefore, it ought to be in our life, it ought to be our testimony that we are not the same. If we were a liar, if we were a fornicator, if we were a whoremonger, if we were a cheater, if we caused conflict, if we gossip, and we call strife, it should not be. It's time to move to a higher height and to a deeper depth in God. And yes, strife is never condoned, and God never did condone strife in his house or any place else. And the people in your workplace, especially if you're a Christian, and we know the sinner man, they'll do mostly anything, but when they come to know Christ, their life too will be changed. Also, the word let us know that it's not only some of the, you know, only strife, it's forbidden, but it let us know the principles for good interpersonal relationship are also mentioned frequently in the Word of God. Not only those things that we mention that are not good, but it tells us how that we can get along and how what we can do. Now, you know what? I want you to, I don't know how many people that are listening to me today, and Dr. Rosemary Lucio, but we want you to take advantage of the Word of God. It is for our learning. So one of the things, and one of the books, in the book, all of them is very good, but for you to be strong and for you to know how to get along with people, you know, I'm going to advise you and I'm going to ask you, you know, during this week to read the entire book of Proverbs. But it gives us an example of how to hold our tongue and to avoid slander. A proverb tells us how to teach the truth and how to speak gently. Somebody needs to know how to be gentle as they speak. And it also it shows us how to think before we talk, to listen carefully, to resist temptation, to gossip. You know, when somebody tells you something and it's personal, they entrusted you with something, and then you got to gossip about it, you got to tell the best friend about it, the bosom buddy about it. That's not what God wants us to do. And it tells us in Proverbs that we shall avoid flattery. Too many people are flattering people. Too many people trying to get what they want by flattery. That's a no-no. And we need to trust God. What we can't get from God, we don't need to have it from people, because if it's not from God, you don't want it. You know, if it's not from God, I don't want it. So whatever we get, you know, God will use people in our lives to bless us, but you want to know that it came from God. You don't want to know, you don't want it because you use flattery in order to get it, to get what you want. So also in Proverbs, it tells us how about unrestrained anger, about hasty words. Now I'm going through a list of things, and we're going to talk about what we picked up, because, yes, I've gotten into the new part of it, of interpersonal relationships today, but we're going to come back on Monday. We're going to continue this, but I want you to know some things that you'll have some things to think about, and we're going to ask you, please, to read Proverbs. It's going to help you. You have a son, ask him to read Proverbs. If you have a daughter, ask her to read Proverbs. We want you to read Proverbs. It tells us about unrestrained anger. Some people, they're so angry that they can't even restrain their own self. because they're so enraged with other people and tell them by hasty words, personal pride, dishonesty. It tells us about envy and also the struggles for riches. Oh, my God, what an awesome book. What a book. Well, it's in the Word of God. It's in the Word. I don't know if your Bible is black or blue or red or brown, but you need to find the book of Proverbs and read Proverbs so you'll be able to get along with others, to get along with your coworkers, to get along with your mother, to get along with your father, to get along with those that you have the problems with. And it tells about a host of other things, the things that are harmful and those that will attribute that to tension. All of these things will bring about tension in your life and also in the lives of others. So here we about to close today, but we just want you to know just a few more things, that there is no book in the Bible that equals Proverbs in clear, consistent teaching about relationship between people. Yet there are other things in the Bible that points us, that give us insight, but Proverbs, it's so good that it will help you in order to change your life. I've counseled, I've asked people to read Proverbs, people that's in prison. I've asked them to read Proverbs, and they have been truly blessed. I believe that God has changed their lives through reading the Word of God. And these teachings, it occurs elsewhere, other places in the Bible, but Proverbs is what we want you to read. And much as the Sermon on the Mount serves also interpersonal relationships, throughout Jesus' later ministry, he taught about conflict, and it told us how to resolve the conflict and also some of the disputes that are being manifested that we see today. I just want you to know that God is concerned about you. I don't know what your name is. I don't know what part of the country or city that you live in, but I want you to know that God is concerned about you. For the Word of God said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, you are that whosoever. I was that whosoever. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We're getting ready to go through the throne of God. We're getting ready to pray to God on your behalf. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We thank you today for allowing Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio and myself for being able to come and, oh God, to be used of you as Christian counselor, to be able to make play the way that you want your people to follow. God, that they can avoid struggles in their lives. God, that they don't have to live in the conflict of life, of everyday life, Father God. That they, God, can be able to be example to the unbeliever. So, Father, I ask the Lord, God, in Jesus' name, we bind all this. Lord, we bind all strife. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, everything, God, will cause your people and people in the world not to be able, Father God, to get along with each other. We bind and cast unto the very pits of hell. Now touch every person, God, on the sound of our voice. God, we reach out to them. We send the word to them. Father, you know who needs this today. God, there's millions of people that need this word today. So Lord, bring deliverance, God, to the innermost part of their soul, innermost part of their spirit, Lord God. God calls them to say yes to your will. God, you said that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead. The Word of God said that we shall be saved. So, Lord, I ask thee, Lord God, God, every person that's been in conflict, every person, God, that's reading their Bible, but yet, God, they don't have, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, the attributes of your word. God, if they're not walking in the fruits of the Spirit, I pray, God, even now, God, that you would save, deliver, God, that you would make free. For the word of God says, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. So, Lord, as we thank you and we praise your name, and we pray. So, Lord, we thank you today. But we just give you praise and glory. We want you to know that, again, that we thank you for your presence here on the Crossroad broadcast. Please tune in on next Monday at 5 p.m. with the Crossroad broadcast and it panelists. Today, we give God the glory, the honor and the praise for the great and for the mighty things that he has done. Then that's been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy and Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio. May God bless you and keep you in our prayer.